In this lesson, the focus shifts to an exploration of the Holy Royal Arch chapter within the context of Freemasonry, particularly under the English Constitution. Drawing upon the historical framework established by the Articles of the Union in 1813, the evolution of the chapter's admission qualifications will be examined. Originally, only installed masters who had served as worshipful masters in their craft lodges could be exalted into the Holy Royal Arch chapter. However, the admission requirements have since been modified, now welcoming Master Masons with a minimum of 4 weeks' experience. The lesson will highlight the distinctions between jurisdictions where the Holy Royal Arch Chapter functions either as a standalone order or as part of another rite, such as the York Rite in the United States. Some jurisdictions necessitate additional degrees, including the Mark Master, Virtual Past Master, and Most Excellent Master degrees, before exaltation. Linking the roles and tools historically utilized by medieval guilds to modern Freemasonry, the progression from apprentice to master will be contextualized. Emphasis will be placed on the working tools of Freemasonry introduced at various degrees, such as those in the entered apprentice, fellow craft, and master mason stages, and their application in mastering time management, communication, honesty, and leadership. Finally, the lesson will dissect the tools and principles associated with Royal Arch Companions, who are tasked with building relationships, credibility, and trust. The tools and techniques taught in the Royal Arch focus on state craftsmanship and statecraft skills, guiding companions to become better citizens and leaders in both their Masonic and public lives. Through the lens of humility and statesmanship, participants will learn how to strategically present ideas, build beneficial relationships, and work effectively within various decision-making bodies. By the end of this lesson, you will gain insight into how Freemasonry's principles and working tools foster statesmanship skills critical for leadership and community engagement.